Medicare was an issue in the last presidential campaign and may well be in the next. 9 Democrats are seeking the nomination to challenge President Bush in 2004, and yesterday a crowd of people demanded a 10th. From member station WPLN, Anita Bugg reports on the rally to draft Al Gore.
Why would anyone gather in the shadow of Tennessee's capital, in the home state Al Gore lost in the 2000 election, to ask the former vice president to run again when he's already said he won't and when 9 Democrats are already in the race? Nashvillean Ron Turner says the answer is simple.
Name 4 of them. I couldn't name 4 of them. Well, I guess if I tried real hard, I could. Most people couldn't name 4.
Organizers of 3 websites, all touting a Gore run, marshaled their meager funds together for this day. Lucy Bickett of Louisville, Kentucky, volunteers for DraftGore.com. She says each week for the past 5 months, she's either faxed, emailed, or called Gore's Nashville office with one message: run, Al, run.
Like, you're going to laugh at me, Horton hears a who. We are here, we are here, we are here, Dr. Seuss. And finally, somebody heard them. Well, he knows we're here. He's heard us all along. We're gonna scream louder and longer.
And I ain't gonna be treated this way.
In fact, rally organizers hoped for busloads of sign-toting Al Gore loyalists. But at its zenith, with some curious tourists added in, the event pulled a little less than 100 souls. Most wanted a do-over, a chance to right a perceived wrong from 2000, when Gore won the popular vote but lost the Electoral College. Eddie Collins left his wife and 3 kids in Oklahoma City this weekend and convinced a coworker to drive the 12 hours to Nashville. For the trip, he pulled out an old white T-shirt from his closet. It says, "What's the best term to describe George Bush? One term."
This is the same shirt I wore back in 92. I never dreamed I would have to bring it out of mothballs.
Rally organizers say they have a strategy, one they plan to take to the Democratic Convention in Boston next year. Mim Siding hails from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and represents ElectGore04.com.
There'll be a first ballot, and if no candidate is chosen on that first ballot, the floor is thrown open then to nominations. And guess who will nominate? We're going to have the floor fight of the century. It'll be the biggest floor fight since Harry Truman.
For now, organizers say Al Gore has yet to respond to their efforts, though he did send autographed photos to core group members. They plan rallies in New Hampshire, Texas, and Iowa later this year. For NPR News in Nashville, I'm Anita Bugg.